40 weeks of payment of the social security.
That she's run out for.
Can you hear now properly?
Yeah, this is a good one.
Okay. I thought I was only able to hear myself. So if government gives, we should take and utilize in Krishna service. Mm-hmm. At least in this life and time, even traveling expenses are so much. You know, then at least social security will cover it. That will be worth it. But generally, the disciples take care. You know, whenever something happens to a devotee, you know, devotee as a whole, they will converge in bearing all the expenses which might occur. And that is an extraordinary feature devotees take care of devotees. Devotee care has been thus developed that it's not a kind of, oh, we don't depend upon anybody, we depend upon only on Krishna to take care. No, Krishna is taking care through devotees. You know? Because if Krishna is pleased by pleasing the devotees, why not Krishna will be pleased when devotees will take care on his behalf. So, whatever we have, we don't have to neglect but try to utilize in service of Krishna. So, rakshaditi vishwaso, the conviction that Krishna will give protection. One should be convinced that only Krishna can protect him and should have full faith that the Lord will give that protection. An impersonalist thinks that his actual identity is in being one with Krishna, but a devotee does not destroy his identity in this way. He lives with full faith that Krishna will kindly protect him in all respects. For the impersonalist, those who think that they are Brahman realize there is nothing beyond them, ultimately they can be God, you know. So they may adopt this idea that yes, I'll be protected because I'm God, I cannot die, I'm eternal, you know, but I'm not all powerful, right? Actually, spiritually speaking, such a mentality is so hellish that if he has not taken shelter, he falls down. Yanyer arvindaksha vimuktamanina tai astabhava avishuddha buddhaya. An impersonalist, even though he is thinking that he has achieved the kaivalya pada, kaivalya means the oneness of being God, because dint of knowledge will dictate him. There is no other God besides him that is existing, and God is thus qualitatively, vacant, and he is not all powerful as a person. Alright? And they will find a lot of alibis in the Shastra that, see, this is the limitation of God. God cannot be limited. So how can he protect himself? Oh, look at that. A single shot of that Jara killed Krishna. Then why should we ask protection for him? Right? No. This is foolishness. Spiritually speaking, they are blinded by the ignorance. The ignorance that Brahmano hi pratishtha aham. Krishna says, I am the source of Brahman. The Brahman rests on me, my dependent. If he wants to withdraw, the Brahman means the impersonal aspect of his presence, which is omnipresence. But personal aspect of presence is also there, that is called Paramatma. Is also omnipresent. So, how come these two identities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead simultaneously existing? For impersonalists, there is a choice, they think, because it will avoid surrender. Therefore, they choose to be impersonal. If it is personal, then you have to surrender. They say we are equally realized on the realization in of the Lord and mind is on equal platform. Aham Brahmasmi, that's about it. But when in reality Krishna says that, if these people do not know the Supreme Personality upon whom rests the Brahman, the Brahman is resting on his personality. Therefore, the best source is to respect the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Why lotus feet and no any another all? When Brahma was begging the potency of the Lord to, so he can start creation in varieties, right? Krishna, as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, he raised his right foot, was surrendered. Of course, later on, he also shook hand. But first of all, his foot was shown. Keep your attention on shelter of my lotus feet. So those who, the impersonalist, they think that they have reached to the highest of existence, which is called Kaivalya. Ye anyer arvinda daksha vimukta manina. Those who are not taking shelter of lotus eyed Lord Krishna and think that they have reached the highest achievement of being God, one with God. Vimukta manina. But they are called vimukta manina. They think that they are liberated. Taiyasta bhava. Actually, their sense of spirituality or the understanding in that spiritual matter is asta. Asta means disappeared. He lost the vision there. The reason of losing that vision is shown. So even though he stepwise systematically gone up, up, up to the highest point of his liberation, Kaivalya Mukti, Patantiyata, he falls down. Anadat Yushmadandraya specifically said that because he has neglected the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So, those so-called jnanis, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavaham Prapadyate Vasudevam Sarvamiti Sa Mahatmasudevam, they have to take many, many human births because they are knowledgeable of the Absolute. But yet they have not taken shelter. And such people can be only preached by pure devotees. Prabhupada says that if they are lucky to come across a pure devotee, they will be attracted to him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so attractive that even Prakashanand and other so-called Mayavadis, Brahmavadis, they came. But they were hearing from his mouth the conclusion is personal, not impersonal. So they surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bahunam Janmamante Jnanavam Mam Prapadyate Vasudevam Sarvamiti. Who is Vasudeva? Krishna. And why he is Sarvamiti? They can't minimize or take out something that belongs to Vasudeva and apply for themselves. Right? They cannot become God. One has to come to a total understanding of surrender. Vasudevam Sarvamiti. Whatever is there, it's everything is Vasudeva. It belongs to him. Even though if you do not see Vasudeva in this, what is that, humidifier? Or yes. This mridanga, or this, or anything. But if you see electronically, go through X-ray diffraction, microscope and see how the atoms are arranged. You will be surprised that there is a lot of vibrant activity is going on. It's not a dead material. All the electrons are going around, the nucleus. And what is that dynamism? In a dead matter, dynamism is there. Oh, it is Brownian movement, they call it. Brownian movement. Because there is some movement is there, but Brownian movement. Why Brownian? Who is moving them? Brown is not moving them. Black is moving them. So like that. So we see that unless and until that pure devotee is able to convince him to turn his attention from impersonal to personal and cultivate the requirement of surrender, then and then conclusion and then surrenders. Prapadyate means surrenders. Vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatmasudevam. Unless and until such impersonalist surrender to Krishna, they are duratmas. They have to surrender to become mahatma. It's a very fine, keen, separating margin. So we need to understand that. Did we select this song?
Yeah, you told me.
Oh, you didn't replace that.
No, I only replaced. You told me to replace only the first two. These ones you said
but
were okay.
I don't think I chose this one.
No, but you didn't change it.
I can change it?
You didn't select another one. We can if you want. Do you want to
know?
How
could you do that?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you how many songs we've got to choose from. Just give me the computer.
Your guru is remembering you in Lambasa. We are having some bhajan sandhya on Friday, and the last at the end of August. Let's see. Krishna has sent you here. Good.
Okay. Even my parents came here.
Oh yeah. Bula. Hare Krishna. Fiji is my second home.
I know. I met you in Fiji one time. We all took prasadam together there when there was the installation of the deities.
Yes, yes.
And we were all there, and I remember having so much fun taking prasad.
Right. Got it?
It's 50 songs here, Guru Maharaj. It takes me a little while to find them.
Can you take a question, Maharaj? Can you take a question?
Yes.
Fine.
Any question?
The difference between the realization of the Brahmananda and realization of the Absolute Truth as a personality of Godhead. Mayavada realization is different, but the Brahmananda and the realization of the personality of Godhead.
Yeah. Actually, Mayavadis are offshoot of Brahmanandis. First of all, they are Brahmanandis. But then they want to seek the opportunity for themselves to become God, replace Him. One step ahead. Okay? So this is the song which is appropriately describing the mood that Lord Krishna will protect the devotee. Tumi to marive jare kitare rakhite pare tumi to marive jare kitare rakhite pare ichha bas tribhuvana ichha bas tribhuvana brahma adi deva gana tava dasa adana mahadi deva gana tava dasa adana ore tava jinnar palana ore tava rajyar pare tumi to mari bejare ke tare rakhite pare ichha bas tribhuvana ichha bas tribhuvana tava ichha mate jata brahmana virata
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 shubha shubha phal kore da Yoga Mukti Kuti Bhai Tava Ichha Mate Hoy
Yoga Shoka Mukti Hoy Tava Ichha Mate Hoy
Tava Adhya Sada Balavan
Tava Adhya Sada
Chandra Surya Samudaya
Tavaboye Varuboye Chandra Surya Samudaya
Tavaboye Varuboye Chandra Surya Samudaya
Tavaboye Varuboye Chandra Surya Samudaya
Swaswanimita Karya Kore Swaswaniyamita karya kore Tumi to parameshwara parabrahma parapara
Tumi to parameshwara parabrahma parapara
Tava basa bhakta antare
Yeah,
two. We need two
more.
Sada Shuddha Shuddha Kama Bhakta Vatsala Nama
Sada Shuddha Shuddha Kama Bhakta Vatsala Nama
Bhakta Janira Nitya Swami Subservient to your will. The demigods headed by Lord Brahma are your countless servants who stand ready to execute your command. By your will, the planets incessantly exercise their auspicious and inauspicious influences, fitnesses, grief, death, and fear occurred by your will. Your command is all-powerful. In fear of you, the wind blows. The sun and moon rise and set, all performing their regulated task. You are the Supreme Lord, the ultimate spirit, transcendently situated beyond even the beyond. Your residence is in the heart of your loving devotees. You are eternally pure. All your desires are already fulfilled. Your name is Bhaktavatsal, for you are the eternally affectionate Lord of your dear devotees. If you wish to protect someone, then who could possibly slay them? You are the law of all laws. Your servant Bhakti Vinod has bowed down submissively at your lotus feet. O Lord, he cherishes the faith. O Master, that you will surely protect him with all dangers. The word Vishwas is an indicative of something special kind of vital life force. Just like the swas or the breathing is vital for our physical living, it is ingrained in, right, that living means one should be breathing. If one is not breathing, he is dead. So that is simple, but vishwas means what? Vishishta rupena swasa iti vishwas. That vitality is beyond the commonality. Very specific. Eternal life is not common for everyone. Otherwise, why we are transmigrating from one species into another all the time? Think of eternity is very special. And to cultivate that faith, you need some kind of special conviction. And Vishwas means faith is a very superficial term. Why? Because in Sanskrit it is originally Shraddha. Shraddhana. Sat is eternal. Dha means dhyā, buddhi. So something which has been cultivated through proper deliberation of the necessity of our eternal existence. And the life does not depend upon our temporary necessities because it is eternal. So cultivating faith that God, our, you know, your name, hallowed thy name, but giver of our daily bread, simply is not, what you call, Shraddha. It may be a Vishwas, but they have to change it. They have to mature it. They have to understand, realize it. Right? So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, this is understood. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't talk of Vishwas, but Shraddha. And Shraddha is explained by Chaitanya Charitamritakar Kaviraj Goswami. He says, Shraddha Shabdesu Drada Vishwas Karanishchay Krishna Bhakti Karile Sarva Karma Krita. What kind of faith is denoted by the word Shraddha? Prabhupada said faith can change, but the Shraddha will bring you to unshakable faith, that is called Nishtha. There is a difference between Shraddha and Nishtha. In the beginning, you can start with Shraddha, remain intelligent, but then you have to confirm it. The Shraddha Sabde Sudrada Vishwas. This is, Vishwas means it is still, a Vishishta means very extraordinarily pointing to something which is eternal. And you have to cultivate faith on that, on the eternality, not anything on temporality. That is the first and foremost function of the intelligence, is discriminating intelligence. Right? Krishna describes that definition. What is that discriminating intelligence? Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asa, ubhayor api drashto anta tattva darshini. The seekers of truth always realize that for the eternal, there is no cessation. And for the temporary, there is no endurance. Sat and Asat. And we must be exposed to the distinction between the two all the time. Right? So seekers of truth are keeping their intelligence sharp on what is eternal. Is he talking something of importance of eternal nature? So, on the subject of eternity, you require to develop a very confirmed faith. And that faith, is when it is confirmed or verified, then it is called Nishtha. Then it is called Nishtha, unshakable. That puts you onto Akshara position. Akshara means immovable, infallible position. Otherwise, in material nature, the influences are pushing us all the time into fallible situation. That verse came, all the planets, they are exerting their influences. In astrology, when you try to see, nothing is perfect. Something, somewhere, someone is exerting the influence of mode of ignorance, so you may act in that way. It is compulsory, that one has to be subjugated to the influence of the planets. Therefore, they predict what will be your future would be like. Because you will be tend to act in that way. So, while the confirmation of our faith depends upon everything that has to turn into Krishna Bhakti. Yat karoshi yatashnasi yajyohosi tadasi yat yat tapasisi kaunte yatat kurusham adarpana. Each and every act of thinking, feeling and willing will culminate in these five types of exercises, and it should turn into an offering to Krishna, means it's Krishna Bhakti. Right? So whatever you do, you should remain confirmed that whatever I do must become Krishna Bhakti. Otherwise, my working, my endeavor is useless. So, in this way, the Vishwas or what we call Shraddha has to keep on confirmation of that.
Just press the play button. The pointer is in the right place, just press it.
Where?
Just press. And then press. That's up.
Okay. So, that requires that Krishna will protect me. Have very confirmed, unshakable faith, which will make you infallible, and you will totally depend upon Krishna. Nothing can budge you, nothing can move you out. Even the influence of planets is also gone. Graha nakshatranam vinivaranam, and Lord Nrisimha's prayer, this verse is coming. My dear Lord, your ferocious nature will even tremble the effects of this lower planetary systems. Anyway, now we try to understand how Uttara is coming, rushing to Lord Krishna when he was departing for Dwarka. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 8th chapter, 8th verse, it is said that as soon as Krishna seated himself on the chariot to start for Dwarka, he saw Uttara hurrying towards him in fear. All members of the family of the Pandavas were completely dependent on the protection of the Lord, and therefore the Lord protected all of them in all circumstances. The Lord protects everyone, but one who depends completely upon Him is specially looked after by the Lord. The father is more attentive to the little son who is exclusively dependent on the father. She says, पाहि पाहि महायोगिन देव देव जगतपते नायं तावत् अभयं पश्ये यत्र मृत्युः परस्परम्. Uttara said, O Lord of Lords, Lord of Universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. Kunti is also saying, Vipadaha santu taha sarsvat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavato darshanam yad syad apunar bhava darshanam. Queen Kunti prays, I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again so that we could see you again and again, for seeing you means that we will not no longer see repeated births and deaths. So those who are under complete protection, they can ask, let all the calamities be repeated. So you can understand the development of conviction is so much. So therefore, even though there are so-called calamities, they are welcome because they give us an opportunity to remember the Lord, which means liberation. So if we are put into a dangerous position and that danger gives us an impetus to remember Krishna, that is welcome. Oh, I am getting this opportunity to remember Krishna. Can we practice this? Yes, we should. Start cultivation. They say if you sneeze, your heart stops for a few seconds, couple of seconds. Right? When the heart stops, you should see that it should not stop for more than 2 seconds. So just chant Hare Krishna when you sneeze. And really, for even a little instant, there is a pattern in at least I have seen in Gujarat that before you eat, somebody has to remind you, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then start eating. Otherwise not. If there is nobody to tell you Hare Krishna, don't eat. Right? It means I'm taking permission. Can I eat? Say Hare Krishna. So then I'll say Hare Krishna. So, these are the exercises to cultivate that faith of on dependency of Krishna. Like that. So, even in danger, naturally, Krishna! Then, remembrance is there. But Srila Prabhupada is so kind. He said, don't worry if you can't remember Krishna at the time of death. But render service, and because Krishna remembers you all the time, he never forgets you. That's as good as, you know, you are saved. But render service to him, Krishna will remember the service rendered by you. Right? So, this is important. Our mind is troubled by so many circumstances and we keep on fluctuating from here. There is no steadiness. But we nonetheless, we never give that up. Then there are every chances that we'll be pulled out from this waves of uncertainties. Remembering, forgetting. But try to invest your desire into remembering Krishna. Satatam smartavyam Vishnu, vismartavyam na jatuchit, sarva vidhi nishedho, sihu eta yor eva kinkara. Subservient processes are there. But the cardinal principle that these processes are serving is to remember Krishna. So, Shravanam Kirtanam is meant for remembrance. Archanam Pujanam is also meant for remembrance. Dasyam Sakyam Apanirna is a practice of remembrance. So remembrance is the cardinal principle in bhakti. The satatam smartavyam. Let not that be any moment that you ever forget Krishna. Vismartavyam na jatu chit. You can't afford to forget Krishna. Sarva vidhi nisheda. Chanting, the methodology of chanting vidhi nisheda, following four regulative principles, these are the nishedas. They are meant for reminding you of Krishna. So remember Krishna. This is the kind of, the best example of remembrance is Prahlad Maharaj. So, why the calamities are welcome? It is welcome because seeing Krishna, remembering Krishna means advancing in spiritual life, so that we will not have to suffer any more of these dangers. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti suarjana. By giving up this body, you will never get another body. Because you have your own body, why do you need other bodies? Where are the girls? These are talking. You are there. We have our own body as spiritual entities. Why? Because we are part and parcel of all beautiful personality of God and Krishna. Krishna is totally spiritual. The part and parcel is also totally spiritual. He has beautiful body and we have tiny bodies, but still very beautiful, very attractive. And therefore, we are attracted to each other of the tiny spark with beautiful body. We are not impersonalists. We are not sparks. We have little beautiful bodies. But this body is made up of Sachidananda Vigraha. That composition we should always remember. So other misconceptions and the compositions of sattva rajaguna will disappear too. Although I may be in a comfortable position, if I keep myself in the mentality of a dog, I shall get my next life as a dog. Therefore, what is the value of this comfortable position? Even if there is danger or suffering in Krishna consciousness, we should tolerate it. We should even welcome such danger and we should pray in appreciation to Lord Krishna. Tatyanukampam su samikshama bunjanam evatma kritam vipakam radavagvapurvi vitatam namaste jiveta padeso mukti daiva. Jivan mukta means while living, liberation is already achieved. He is remaining always thankful to Lord Krishna to any adverse situation called vipak that he is receiving. Thank Krishna. I am not afraid of suffering. I am afraid of only if I can forget you. But thank you, you have given me only as a token. Otherwise, you never know how much, mischief I have done in my previous life, accumulated so much. But you are so kind that you have given me only little token. Thank you, Krishna. I will tolerate it. I won't complain. There are so many examples, that devotees were cursed. Devotees were cursed. You know, Chitraketu, who was educated in science of Krishna consciousness by Sankarsana himself, Lord Sankarsana from Vaikuntha. He went to Vaikuntha already got educated along with four Kumaras and came on the order of Sankarsan to enjoy the life of material world and take care of the prajas. So he was the great king of the entire planet Earth. Right? So he was so-called enjoying, you know, in his plane, but came upon Nimisharanya, where Lord Shiva was embracing Parvati and discussing Krishna Katha amongst the rishis. Now this is a very peculiar situation with Lord Shiva. All right? And in amusement he laughed. And Parvati took it as insult. Shivaji never took. She was explained by him later on. Look, this is a devotee, you can't curse him. He is not worthy of your curse. When she says that, what a demon you are. You do not know position of Lord Shiva. But she took insult, Lord Shiva did not take insult. But yet she imposed a curse on him. You belong to demoniac family. Go and become the worst rakshasas. So Chitraketu came with folded hand. Mother, you are right in your position, but I am also right in my position. I am not afraid of your curse. I will take your command and I will serve you. In that position, he became Rudrasura. Even in a demon's body, the devotee was ever reminding of Krishna's mercy. To Indra, he's supposed to be demigod. So, it is the soul who is a devotee, not the body. But don't distinction between your body and the soul as far as devotional service is concerned. In your command, you have to employ your body in service of Krishna, rather than engage your body in sense gratification, which will degrade you from this principle of eternal, blissful and knowledgeable life. How should we pray? Tatyanukampam susamikshamanam. My dear Lord, it is your great mercy that I have been put into this dangerous position. That is the viewpoint of a devotee. He does not regard danger as danger. Rather, he thinks it is Krishna's mercy. What kind of mercy? Bhunjanam evatma kritam vipakam. Because of my past activities, I was meant to suffer very much. But you are mitigating that suffering and giving me only little. Therefore we should not think because I have become devotee there will be no danger or suffering. Many people ask, oh, you are a devotee, you are not supposed to get sick. You are not supposed to get sick. Why devotees are getting sick? Yeah, the soul never gets sick, Prabhu. The body may get sick. You do not see a devotee. Devotee is not an external personality. We try to put up an identical situation both for the body and soul together. So it will be congenial situation to execute devotional service. The body should not command the soul. The soul should command the body. Ah. So therefore we should not think because I have become a devotee, there will be no danger or suffering. Prahlad Maharaj suffered greatly and so did other devotees like Pandavas and Haridas Thakur. But we should not be disturbed by such suffering. We must have firm faith, firm conviction, knowing Krishna is present and He will give me protection. Don't try to take the benefit of any shelter other than Krishna. Always take to Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 8th chapter, 37th verse, Api yadya nastava sva kritehita brapo jihasasri svitasunado nu jivinaha yesham na chanyad bhavataha padambujat parayanam rajasu jyotisam amainsam. O my Lord, you have executed all duties yourself. You are leaving us today. Though we are completely dependent on your mercy and have no one else to protect us, now when all kings are at enemy with us, this is when Kunti is telling. She doesn't want Krishna to go to Dwarka. It's not out of what we call sentiments, but she is putting the correct perspective that why should Krishna leave? Up till now, we were in danger and Krishna protected us. Now the danger seems to be over. We became the king. We can put others into trouble, but we don't want to. We want to take care of them on behalf of Krishna. All right? But nonetheless, everybody depends upon us, all right? But those kings have been spared, or they have gone, but their progeny is still there. They'll be chastising us, cursing us. They will become enemy. So you never know. These elements can take revenge upon us and will put us again into danger. So, Krishna has executed his services to the Pandavas in every respect. Now he wants to go. Kunti says, we can't afford this. We cannot afford this. So, it is not out of sentiments of bodily conception, but it is the factual situation that for a surrendered soul, to lose the shelter of the Lord is very, very drastic. It will be very disheartening. You know, the Supreme, who is personification here, He is leaving us. This is the highest expression. So then we have to go again through other impersonal aspects of meditation. Because personality is gone. Now we have to think impersonally. He is in Dwarka. When he will come. Most of us become really impersonal or out of sentiment when the great soul who is inspiring us has left. When Srila Prabhupada left the body, we became completely, you know, shocked, sentiments were pouring, people were leaving the movement because they did not find shelter other than Prabhupada. But Prabhupada says, I am present in my Vani. Vani is more important than Vapu. So, these are practical applications of, the devotees must, you know, at least keep confirmation and that they have an obligation of maturing their devotional service, pass it on to new generations and become instrument again in service of Krishna. So like that. Perfection of life is therefore to become dependent on the will of the Lord instead of becoming falsely independent in the material world. Don't throw away your bank balance, okay? Just use in service of Krishna. Without Krishna consciousness, one thinks, I shall protect myself, or my society, community or state will give me protection. The social security is also going to doom, you know. After, say, few years, they cannot afford even to provide social security. What will be there in return? So, you can't depend upon the state. I have so many protectors. Why should I care for God? Why shall I go to Krishna? Those rascals who have no protection can go to Krishna. You know, I have somebody to protect me. Why do I even trouble Krishna? Somebody will say in a little civilized language. You know? But the fact is that unless Krishna gives one protection, one cannot be protected. Rakhe Krishna mare kon? Mare Krishna rakhe kon? Okay, this is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, 19th verse, where Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Krishna, Narasimhadeva. Balasya neha saranam pitaral Narasimha. When Prahlad Maharaj offered prayers to Krishna as Narasimhadeva, he said, my dear Lord, one should not think that because a child has a father and a mother, he has full protection. If Krishna did not protect a child could not be protected, even if he were to have thousands of fathers and mothers. Prahlad also says that Nartasya Chagadam Udanvati Majjato Nau. It is not that a good physician or a good medicine can protect one from disease. Suppose a rich man is suffering from some disease and he hires a first-class physician and takes first-class medicine. Does it mean that his life is guaranteed? No. If Krishna does not give him protection despite good medical treatment and good supply of medicine, he will die. Similarly, Prahlad continues, one may have a good boat, but this does not guarantee that he will not drown in the ocean. If you do not protect him, I may drown at any moment, you know. Which is this steamer?
It's a Titanic. It's a Titanic.
Titanic? They say, even God cannot sink.
Yeah.
In the first maiden voyage, it sank. Right?
Yeah.
So, nature offers so many difficulties, and although scientists may try to invent something to check these difficulties in struggle for existence, unless Krishna gives one protection, one's invention will not be of no use. 9th chapter, 31st verse of Bhagavad Gita. Kaunte pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. The body may perish, but the soul may not perish. The devotee is the soul. So, what an easy promise Krishna has given. When even in devotee's family, my son is very sick. Krishna, please protect him, protect him. Krishna protects the soul. All right? not the body. Then there will not be any grief. Otherwise, if we keep on, you know, fluctuate our faith and body and soul, body and soul, then we'll be in trouble. If one thinks after I leave my connection, who will protect me? That is while becoming a devotee, all right? The family members may reject me, friends will reject me, society may reject me. Who will protect me, right? If one is thinking like that, he should not accept the renounced order of life. Plain and simple. Show your dependency on Krishna. One must be fully convinced that Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his localized aspect as Paramatma is always within. I shall never be alone. One should think, I shall be accompanied by Krishna and he will give me all protection. That conviction is called abhayam or fearlessness. Fourthly, a devotee should always accept Krishna as his maintainer. we are coming to one aspect. So, is it rakshasyati iti vishvaso? And the vishvas means a very confirmed faith. Any question on that? So we can go on the fourth item. Is gaptartve varanam, the acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian or master. Gaptrutve indicates that he is directing our senses, how it should be utilized in his service. And we choose Varana. Krishna is the director of my senses. Why? Because Krishna wants us to become gopi. A devotee should always accept Krishna as his maintainer. Those who are interested in the fruits of activities generally expect protection from the demigods. But a devotee of Krishna does not look to any demigod for protection. He is fully convinced that Krishna will protect him from all unfavorable circumstances. This is from teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter number 12. So, this is the kirtan pertaining to it. Dara putra nija deho kutumba palane. Putra nija deho kutumba palane.
Dara putra nija deho kutumba palane.
Sarvada vyakula ami chinnu mane mane.
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 Kemono arbito artha yasha kise pabo.
Kemono arbito artha yasha kise pabo.
Kemone arbito artha yasha kise pabo.
Kemona jiva artha yasha kise pabo.
कन्यापुत्र विवाह के मुने संपादितो कन्या पुत्र विवाह के मोने संपादिबो
कन्या पुत्र विवाह के
मोने संपादिबो एबे आत्मा समर्पण चिंता नहीं आरा प्रभु संसार
तुम्हारा
तुम्ही तो पाई दे मोरे निज दास जानी
तुम्ही तो पाई दे मोरे निज दास जानी
तुम्ही ते पालो दे मोरे निज बास जानी तुम्हारा सेवाय प्रभु बड़ो सुख मानी
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 तुम्हारा इच्छा प्रभु सब कार्य होए
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 जीव बोले चोरो आमी से तो सत्य नोयो
जीव बोले
बोले कोरो आमी से तो नस क्यों
बोले कोरी आमी से तो सत्य
जीव की करीते परे तुम्ही न करीले
जीव की करीते परे तुम्ही न करीले
जीव की करीते परे तुम्ही न करीले मात्र जीवा तोरे तव इच्छा पाले
आशा मात्र जीवा तोरे तव इच्छा पाले
आशा मात्र तोरे तव इच्छा पाले
आशा मात्र जीवा तोरे तव इच्छा पाले
निश्चिंत होई आमी सेवी बोतमाया
Bye.
పుత్ర నిజ దేహం కుటుంబ పాలనే సర్వదా వ్యాకుల చిన్ను హరి రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి
హరి కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి
హరి కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ రామ రామ
Translation is like this: within my mind I have always been anxious for maintenance of my wife and children, my own body and relatives. How will I earn money? How will I acquire fame? How will I arrange the marriages of my sons and daughters? Now, through the self-surrender, I have been relieved of all anxiety. Oh Lord, surely you will provide me the maintenance of your own household. Recognizing me as your own servant, you will certainly maintain me. While rendering devotional service unto you, I feel the greatest happiness. All events take place only by your will. Oh Lord, the deluded soul of this world declares, I am the doer, but this is purely folly. What is a tiny soul actually able to do unless you act? The jiva can only desire to act, and unless you fulfill his desire by your own sweet will, he cannot do anything. Being free from all anxiety, I will humbly render service unto you. If any good or evil should occur while serving in your home, it will not be my responsibility. Bhaktivinoda thus completely renounces his own independence and engages in the exclusive service of your lotus feet with no other interest in life. Krishna advises us to work without any attachment of the results. Right? He wants karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. But then, ma karma phala hetur bhurma, don't think you are the cause of the results of your activities. If you think, then you choose whether to do or not. But you have no right. Actually, you are not the cause of your karma. The cause of all causes is Krishna. Why? Because the guy is borrowing energy from Krishna and he claims he is the guru. The energetic is supposed to be the doer. The energy comes from Krishna. Karma brahmodbhavam vidhi brahmaksharam samudbhavam tasvat sarvagatam brahma nitya yakya pratishtita. Instead of performing the activity as a sacrifice or whatever the results that come, the results belong to Krishna. Should offer to him. Instead, he is claiming as his own. He's a thief, number one. Right? So, we should know that we are obligated by borrowing the energy and we should pay back. Human form of life is the only chance that we may understand to pay him back. As much indebtedness is over, but can you imagine for how many births that we have gone under the cycle of this 8.4 million species of life? Immeasurable. And each and every life we borrowed the energy of him to fulfill our own desires and kick him out all the time. Do you think we can ever kick him out? He is after, just like a very, very, what do you call, shrewd lender, loan shark. Krishna says, I know how to take back everything from every life. Mrityu sarva harascham. At the death, I will rob you of everything. Because you are trying to rob me, I will rob you. So, instead of that, oh, Krishna, you robbed me. But Krishna said, you did first to me. This becomes political issue. An ongoing revenge. You did first. Then the guy will say, no, you didn't. You threw me in such position. Without that, how can you do? Well, jiva is so much filled with this false ego that he thinks he is Lord and Master. He doesn't know, before he was born, everything was already meant to serve him. Krishna is so kind, but he doesn't have a vision. So, Krishna has taught us how to remain detached in every activity. Namam karmani limpanti name karma palespurha itiyo mam abhijanati karma bhirapi nabhatyate. Don't become attached to the results of your work, knowing fully well whom it belongs to. Offer it to him. So then we become free, no obligation. So under no obligation, if you serve, and whether the result is good or bad, do you think it is your responsibility? You don't have to say sorry to Krishna. You don't have to say, sorry Krishna, if I have done any mistake and that's why it's not. Krishna says, don't worry. Positive and negative, both are zero here. In the realm of Krishna consciousness, what is good, what is bad, it's a very shallow thinking of the small-minded people, right? But Krishna is so kind that he doesn't consider gain or loss, you know, whether he has done service or not, that is the only. Whether the service is positive or negative, he doesn't care. Otherwise, how could Narad Muni would do negative service to Krishna? Going to concert. Hey, concert. You know? The one who has, forecast and has already been born. Now, how would you know? So do something. Kill each and every child born 10 days before. And Kansa says, you are very intelligent and you are telling me, you know, good. Is it a negative service? To get all the innocent children killed? But this Narad Muni thinks, my dear Lord, come on, don't play. Come and kill your uncle right away. Don't delay. Inside a demon, so he can do more nonsense, so he will be, completely freed from his demoniac nature. Krishna will come and kill him to do that and give him benediction. Give him liberation. It's not. When we do something out of anger and kick somebody out, get out from here, don't show your face. Krishna doesn't do like that. He said, get out and come back to me. See, he's so kind that he wants to bring him back. You know, come and establish in your original position. Don't act anymore as a demon. You don't need it. We played enough. So, if any good or evil should occur while serving in your home, it will not be my responsibility. Because you have taken my responsibility. So, Bhaktivinoda thus completely renounces his own independence and engages in the exclusive service of your lotus feet with no other interest in life. Means Krishna's plan is accepted. We don't have to make our own plans. All right? In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 29th chapter, 34th verse, Martyo yada tyakta samasta karma niveditatma vichikrishito me tadatmrutam tvam pratipadyamano mayatma bhuyayo cha kalpate vai. A person who gives up all fruitive activities and offers himself entirely unto me, eagerly desiring to render service unto me, achieve liberation from birth and death, and is promoted to the status of sharing my own opulences. This is the Vaikuntha bhava, where the fulfillment of desire of a devotee will be there. But in Goloka, you can't have your own desire. You have to accept Krishna's desire. That's the difference. Four kinds of muktis are available in Vaikuntha. Because the devotee desires, that's why Krishna is able to award. But in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna's desire is the only desire. So, readiness to accept by giving our own independent desire and accept Krishna's desire is the best and safest way to go back home, back to Godhead. Again, Lord Krishna tells it, Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 8th verse, Aham sarvasya prabho, mattah sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanantaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So, the position of a devotee is superior by the virtue of cultivation of Krishna conscious culture. That is not available to the yogis and the impersonalist. That is not available at all. They don't have any relationship, any activity to sustain the relationship, neither any prayojan of obtaining love of Godhead. So they must be very dry, isn't it? You can't love them, can you? Because you don't get anything from them.
Yeah.
Why should you go after them? Krishna again says in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 7th verse, Mattaha paratanam nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre maniganaiva. O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pulse are strung on a thread. See the dependency? He is declaring everything depends upon him. All the planetary system, they never violate any regulations of moving out of their orbit. They dare. Only a human being is so foolish, so he wants to venture into an unknown territory, wilderness. He is always baffled by the effect of the three modes of material nature. So, when his nefarious desire, again, they are confronted by the superior effect of the three modes of material nature, don't they go crazy? They have every right to become crazy. Because they preferred such a path, becoming crazy. Prabhupada says, he showed his desire in a letter as early as 1968, when I think he writes to Saswarup Maharaj. Saswarup Das and Jadarani were supposed to be getting married, and they express the responsibility of being an ideal householder. Prabhupada says, yes, it is very much wanted. He desires that such ideal householders can show by their example that they can live happily even though in the insane society. The society, the whole material world is crazy, insane. And to live ideally in a household life, which is according to the society, is very, very insane. There is no idealism at all, because insanity is there. So Prabhupada wants to say that by becoming an ideal householder, you will become sane. Krishna consciousness brings from insanity to sanity. Alright? Prabhupada knew that society is insane. but who will believe? Well, that is according to Vedic standard, yeah. All right. So we go for the fifth one. Tatha Atmanikshepa, full self-surrender, is the fifth requirement to develop. A devotee is always conscious that his desires are not independent. Unless Krishna fulfills them, they cannot be fulfilled. All right? So we go for the bhajan. This is the best.
मानस देह गेह जो किछु मो अर्पिलो तु वापदे नंद किशो
Love you,
translations. Mind, body, family, whatever else may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda. In good fortune or in bad, in life or in death, all my difficulties have disappeared by accepting those feet of yours as my only shelter. Slay me or protect me as you wish, for you have full authority over your eternal servant. If it is your wish that I be born again, then I take birth in the home of your devotee. Maybe I born again even as a worm, as long as I remain your devotee. I have no desire to be born as a Brahma averse to you. I yearn for the company of that devotee who is completely devoid of all desires for worldly enjoyment and liberation. Father, mother, lover, son, lord, preceptor and husband, you are everything for me. Bhakti Vinod says, O Kana, please hear me. O Lord of Radha, you are my life and soul. Atmanikshetam, is the prelude to surrender. Others were the necessity cultivation of those desires that will be conducive to your surrender. But this is the prelude. The real surrender in maturity will be epitomized by the last practice that we'll see tomorrow. Right. Let's understand this Atmanikshepam means, nikshep means one you should fall. Surrender means fall at the lotus feet of the Lord. What kind of falling is this? This is not material falling into Maya. Just like we have fallen from the grace on our voluntarily basis, we desired, so we got it. Right. Similarly, now it's a voluntary understanding to fall at the lotus feet of the Lord. When one is fully surrendered to Krishna, he becomes happy knowing that regardless of situation, Krishna will protect him. He's just like a child who is fully surrendered to his mother, confident that she is there to protect him. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavam mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvam iti sa mahatma sudrubha. After many, many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So this includes not only the so-called jnanis, that they have to come, but those who are in knowledge of Krishna conscious but not yet have taken to shelter, utter shelter, which is required. Of course they will come first when their devotional service is starting through accepting all these terms of Krishna consciousness. Anukulyena, Krishnanushilanam, Pratikulam Varjay, like that. Now, all these terms are Krishna's favorable services and conducive to our surrender. But they must appear before when one falls on. Oh, let me take shelter first and then everything will be developed. No. So you may think that you have taken shelter, but other things may not develop then. One may become only a showboater. Right? So we need to understand that part very clearly. This is the sequential progression that leads us to the total surrender according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's estimation, what he thinks. So, a devotee without surrendering attitude cannot be a devotee. One who is a rebellious person, doesn't want to surrender, he will hesitate even to chant Hare Krishna. You know? The living entity, while executing devotional service or transcendental rituals after many, many births, may actually become situated in transcendental pure knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal of the spiritual realization. That Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport of this previous verse. So, in the beginning of spiritual realization, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to the materialism, there is some leaning towards impersonalism. In the beginning, one becomes impersonal. That is the first stage. He will prefer to be impersonal rather than develop a relationship with Krishna. Because he has continued relationship with wife, children and everybody, he said, why should I share this relationship with him? I have not seen, I do not know him, and yet I have to build relationship. Wow, that's not a fair proposition, you know. So he does not venture, because he has not come to the even aspect of faith. He is not, but he may associate. Association will bring in faith. That's rest assured. So make sure that by due diligence in desire to associate with a like-minded person, it becomes very conducive to Krishna consciousness and developing the symptoms of surrender. No. But when one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in the spiritual life that these activities constitute devotional service. For impersonal means without qualities and activities, he is not inclined to take up the service. Rather, he will not serve Krishna but to the poor, downtrodden. One cannot keep a distinction, you know, simply by superficial observation, oh, these are poor, they are very miserable, let me help them. But then he will say, well, I see God in them. So, manav seva, madav seva. That's a bad idea. Because he will not touch the subject of madav, he will think that it is automatic. He does not end up serving madav. So, therefore, the service to the material bodies, you know, doesn't last long, because they are not eternal. They can serve the eternal soul, but the impersonalists make reservation for themselves only. They don't want to impart eternity, full knowledgeability and blissful aspect in other living entities. By dint of your realization, when you come through these characteristics or the observation, by cultivating 26 qualities of the marginal potency, tatastha lakshana, means bodily lakshana, tatastha lakshana, they may look like exactly a pure devotee who is a surrendered soul can also develop. But Don't make a mistake. Anybody can make a show. Without surrendering to this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these other lakshans are useless. Those who are not having spiritual realization, you know, they will consider, oh, he is as good as you guys. You know, like that. But a devotee's swarupa lakshan is that his soul surrendered to Krishna. Right? And that's why ISKCON devotees, you know, are not much favored on a national level. It requires intelligence to distinguish this particular thing. They are not appreciated. A philanthropist or a pseudo-religionist, even he doesn't know the ABC of spiritual life, he will be glorified. He will become national sant. National sadhu. They are given titles. Rashtriya sant. Okay. He is not Jagat Guru. He is not, of a divine character. Only devotees carry divinity because they have been in constant touch with the divine. While they make believe. Right? So, serving the common people who are in distress, downtrodden, and this and that, they may say, yes, it is good service, but who cares about good and bad? Devotees are not part of good and bad. They want to serve Krishna. He's the source of all good and all bad also. Everything emanates from me. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Even the bad emanates from Krishna, and Krishna is not shamed by, I'm responsible for this bad thing. No. Krishna says, I provide you, I facilitate you. You may misuse that and becomes bad. I'm the source, but you misused it. Who is responsible? The source is responsible or misuser? So, people do not have fine sentiments developed for the person who is a surrendered soul. Rather, just by outer look, an outer personality, big beard and mustache, not a shaven head, they prefer the other guys. Even though they are suffering from the infections of lies and every nature, you know, they are considered national saint. They don't want to get shaved up and clean up. So, they have dirty intelligence. Avishuddha buddhaya means dirty intelligence. Not shuddha buddhaya, avishuddha. If it is vishuddha buddhi, then they would have taken shelter of Lord Krishna. They chant even Hare Krishna, but they don't take shelter because that is not their intention at all. So, in the beginning of spiritual realization, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, there is some leaning towards impersonalism. But when one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in spiritual life and that these activities constitute devotional service. Even if you want to understand, because they will be forced to make speeches on bhakti, I bet you will not appreciate anything of it. I have a personal experience. When in 1966, I was in my masters, at that time Swami Chinmayananda came to Baroda and he had 3-day seminar on 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is Bhakti Yoga. I attended 3 days very faithfully, but I don't remember a bit anything that he has told. One of our good friend Nath Jidas in Mumbai, you know, he was a Swami Chinmayananda follower. You know, he tells the fact that at that time Srila Prabhupada started this Juhu temple, and Naji's mother happened to come across, and he invited Prabhupada, and Prabhupada went to her home, and Naji was present. He just became a graduate from Harvard and came to run his father's business, you know. And he was loving all the techniques, so he was checking out also in the spiritual field. That he was a follower of Swami Chinmayananda, and here comes this sadhu at his home. That's a tendency of checking out by finding faults. By finding faults, that who is right, who is wrong, you know. So it's a fault-finding situation. And because Chinmayananda is also teaching Bhagavad Gita, you know, so he will attend his lecture. Then he will ask a question and Swami will respond to him. Then he will bring the same question to Prabhupada and ask. And Prabhupada's explanations are completely devotional, you know. And there's a gulf of difference. So he will go again to Swami Chinmayananda and will ask another question, and he will bring to Prabhupada. So in this way, he checked out, you know. He had meetings with Srila Prabhupada too. Fine, Prabhupada was so tolerant, but when Chinmayananda found that he is also going to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, so because he read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, and there's a gulf of difference in his explanation and Prabhupada's explanation. So he finally considered, if you want to know about the bhakti, then go to Bhaktivedanta. Don't come to me. That's fact.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And that's how, you know, he came into Krishna consciousness. One time, you know, during those Najidas brought his friends to meet with Prabhupada. So they came all the way and they were introduced. And so Prabhupada started, because they were all silent, you know. It's a nirgun tattvavadi. They don't open their mouth. But Prabhupada opened their mouth. So what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? You are a student of Bhagavad Gita, right? So what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? And they said, oh Swamiji, there is no conclusion, because every time you read the same verse, there will be different meaning coming to you. So you can't draw the line. There are newer and newer meanings coming out every time you read the same thing. And Prabhupada said, what is that nonsense? Who said there is no conclusion in Bhagavad Gita? He roared like a lion and they got startled. Don't you know? The 18th chapter is conclusion. Sarva dharmana parityajya madhvim saranam vraja. Are you surrendering to Krishna? Oh, Swamiji, Swamiji, we just came for your darshan. You need to change the topic. So, Prabhupada, did you have my darshan? Okay. Give them prasad and go. So like that, the impersonalists, they are averse to discuss anything about. And he admittedly say, if you want to know bhakti, go to him. But yet he was giving a seminar to me, you know, and I attended and I don't remember any damn thing. I only remember I went there. It's impersonal, right? Good. For an impersonal, we should have an impersonal behavior. Tit for tat. So, realizing this, he becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders to Him. Unless and until one is leaned towards activities that are connecting to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are devotional activities. And devotional activities to be performed in favor of Krishna, so naturally it becomes uttam bhakti. So more and more advancement is there, and finally he surrenders to Lord Krishna's terms. At such time, one can understand that Lord Sri Krishna's mercy is everything, and he is the cause of all causes, and that his material manifestation is not indifferent from him. Even though if they consider that he took an avatar in a human body, but human-like body is told, not human body is told. You know? So, he would not find much difference to understand a negation of this Mayavadi people that when Krishna advented, he was in a human body. You know? Krishna can appear. He can take shelter within his own creation. Does he require to pay rent? No. He realizes the material world to be the perverted reflection of the spiritual variegatedness and realizes that in everything there is a relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Thus he thinks of everything in relation to Vasudev or Sri Krishna. Such a universal vision of Vasudev precipitates one's full surrender to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna as the highest goal. Such surrendered great souls are very rare. So, Vasudev and Krishna are being two different identities. When you know Vasudev, Saratra Vasatiti Vasudeva, omnipresence, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mattaha Sarvam Pravartade, means he is seen in everything. That vision has to be developed, then rendering service will bring you to more realization of that vision. Right? So, then and then, universal vision of Vasudev precipitates one's full surrender to the Supreme Lord Krishna as their highest goal. Because Krishna's four expansion, Vasudev Shankarshana Pradhyamna, so he's expanding. Therefore, when he took birth as Vasudev, but then he came into his original form. Otherwise, Vasudev is said to be 400. But Krishna is 200, the original form. Four hands, eight hands or thousands hands, these are not the original forms. Original form is 200. Read 11th chapter. You know, and Arjun has to admit this. Arjun will be only specified with the original form and none others. Because that is a pure devotee's, you know, attachment to Lord Krishna. Not even Vasudev form. Bhishma Pitama's attachment was with Vasudev form. So therefore, he asked Krishna to manifest that. Krishna can manifest. Eko bahushya. It was not difficult for him. But to come from Narayana form to the original form, Krishna has to be there. You know? In Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 62nd verse, Tam eva sharanam gaccha sarva bhavena bharata tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapyasi shashvatam. O sign of Bharata, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace you will attain the transcendental peace and the supreme eternal abode. Krishna is telling Arjuna to go and surrender to that personality. Tam eva sharanam gaccha. What does it mean? Understand who is that Tam. That is our own. Otherwise, if we understand it is his expansion as Vasudeva, then it will not be the highest goal. But Arjun was completely surrendered to him and dependent. You can understand his response when he was asked. So, Arjuna doesn't want to surrender to Vasudeva. He wants to surrender to Krishna. Alright? Even if we understand that by performing pure devotional service, all the three expressions of the Absolute Truth will be realized one after another. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatiti bhagwan iti shabdate. So, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan, all the three aspects of the Absolute Truth will be realized. Yesterday I hinted towards that. In the first initiation, the understanding of the Absolute Truth, which is impersonal, has to be realized. One automatically comes directly at the time of liberation. Right? But then, when you further intensify your devotional service after liberation, then mad bhaktim labhate param, he achieves the transcendental the supreme devotional service, param. That means he will cross over the impersonal realization. He will also go further than localized realization of Paramatma feature. He will acknowledge, all right? But as a pure devotee, he will prefer to go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender to him, you know, not in between. Realizations will automatically come. So a pure devotee is not bereft of other types of realization of the Absolute Truth, because they are temporary, they come. They have not to be spending their entire life for impersonal realization or localized aspect. A bhakta yogi is the topmost of the yogi. Why he is topmost? Because he focuses on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, in his two-hand form, not even four-hand form. But it is said, for that Paramatma feature who is expanding, is one of the Vishnu forms of expansion of Kshirudakshaya Vishnu, who is standing on the lotus with Sankha Chakra Gadha Padma. Very beautiful. He is situated in every atom, between the atom, everywhere. No space is without his situation, is there. So his omnipresence is there and realize it. So the yogis are supposed to be meditate on that form. Dhyana avasthit katena manasa pashyantyam yogino yasyantam navidusura surganadi vayatasmaina. So that Paramatma feature is being realized, but the devotee does not want to remain there. He wants to experience personal interactions by such services, which will be only available in Goloka Vrindavan. In Goloka Vrindavan, one can interact in servitorship through fraternity, paternity and conjugal love, which are not available anywhere, even in Vaikuntha. So, a living entity should therefore surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart, and that will relieve him from all kinds of miseries of this material existence. By such surrender, not only one will be released from all the miseries in this life, but at the end he will reach the Supreme Godhead. Means devotee's journey is continued even after realizing the super soul and the heart. All right. Now we stop here.
Yeah, sorry. That's it. You don't need to do anything, Gurumaj. That's it. Finish.
That's okay. So, any discussion and comments? And
oh, we finished faster than yesterday.
Yeah.
It's only 8 o'clock.
We started at 5:30, right? Almost.
Yesterday
we started at 7. It's 2.5 hours, that means.
Oh my God.
All right. So, any question, comments, or discussion? Yeah, Shraddha, Shabde, Sudrada, Vishwasa, Karanishchaya. How many elements are required to understand the word Shraddha? Means, Vishwas is there. Swas is there, I explained. Vishwas means Vishishta Rupena Swas for the total dependency on Lord Krishna's mercy. Right? So, Sudrada means very firm, unshakable. Drad means unshakable. Sudrada means very, very unshakable. And the conclusion of this, your resolve and that it will be not changeable, right? That your dependency on Krishna means performing all your activities, all your services as devotional service will culminate into the perfection. So that is that Shraddha. It is eternal. Because ultimately, we are supposed to continue this devotional service unmotivated and uninterrupted in this life. So it can continue up to Golok Vrindavan after our liberation. It is the same business. We are given opportunity to learn here an eternal aspect of our service. We have to learn. Prabhupada brought that process, not intermediary, some, hangouts, superficial nature. Prabhupada brought the ultimate. That once trained up in a successful way and gets the visa to enter in Golok Vrindavan. Nischay means determination. Your conformity requires determination. There is so much invested to buffer your faith. Otherwise, faith will be so shakable that it may come and it may go on its own accord, and you will be in limbo. It's difficult for you to get your confirmation. There are so many elements in us that are going to block the confirmation. They are called anarthas, unwanted things in our life. Or what we call the false attachment to the material, acquisition. So these are anarthas. And as soon as the anarthas are carefully plucked out like the weeds, see, you are nurturing your bhakti lata beach so fast, so healthy, that it will go and grow and grow and grow and take you to the lotus feet of the Lord. We have to be careful about physical impediments. So the word Shraddha has been explained in that way. That is the what we call highest expression only on one and one thing. All right? There are no other deviations can ever be allowed in our faith. So we have to be very protective to our faith. If our faith is not protected, then we are responsible. The mind will be overtaking, overpowering, and will try to divert these instructions, bypass, and we may not want to understand the way it has been told us to understand. They are using so heavy language, but not heavy, rather precise language that you will not have any opportunity to misinterpret. Love of Godhead can be only achieved after surrendering. So where is the difference? Chanting of the holy name is so powerful that it will make you surrender. Right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not a miser. He tells in nutshell, because we don't have brain. So we have to be told in nutshell. Yes?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, thank you. I was wondering, since since you concluded the explanation of number three, the taking Krishna to be your protector, as the development, the pinnacle of that is being fearlessness, abhayam, yes, number three. And this leads into number four, which is to accept Krishna as your maintainer. Is this showing that number three is really about perfecting a certain amount of faith that then allows you to develop? I'm thinking the word coming to me is mamasa, you know, that he is, I am his, he is my protector. I'm not my maintainer, I am my, it's more than just the bodily platform or whatever, just protecting, but now I just, starting to surrender, I'm getting closer, I want to be closer, I want him to be my controller. I'm giving up the idea of being the doer. And unless I can give up that idea, then I cannot develop a closeness.
The example has been given about a newborn child who is under complete protection of his mother, isn't it? Aren't we all children in Krishna consciousness? Huh? A child who doesn't have brain, but he is understanding about the protection and dependency on mother, it's a natural thing. Because we are thinking that we got some brain, let me check about what is protection. There may be alternatives. Then, are we creating a comfort zone or discomfort zone? To be simple means no strings attached. All right? So, we have to be very simple-minded. Akinchana. Unless and until we become exhausted with Janma, Aishwarya, Sruta, Sri, four things Kunti Devi says, high parentage, then too much learning, too much opulence and too much beauty. There are four impediments in surrender. So one has to become exhausted of all the material assets knowingly. So you can depend upon Krishna. Because you have acquired without Krishna. If you think, oh, Krishna has provided me all these things, why should I give up? Because you are not using in Krishna's serving. Better you give up. Or you will use in future. Who buys your blank check? Where there is no spiritual asset, who will value? No, there is no future we have now. So those who are thinking that people are growing old and they have to make their own security, own protective measures, you know, a devotee doesn't have to think because his thinking is boundless by time. His time cannot affect on it. Time is Krishna, is under his control. So one offers himself without any strings attached, that surrender is given in the example of a newborn baby dependent upon the mother. That dependency and the love and affection between the mother and child is coming very close to Krishna's love. It's unmotivated and uninterrupted. But mothers have experience only for time being. As soon as the child grows, the transformation of different moods and love differs. But nonetheless, we are given opportunity to experience ourselves. but we don't remember. We may see other, but we don't think that I have gone through this stage. We never try to put ourselves in the shoes of a newborn baby. Prabhupada said this is very close to the love of Godhead. Mother doesn't think at that time that this is my asset and this is my like this and I will care. She is going to care unconditionally. So that kind of dependency is required. Otherwise, giving Krishna up, we became dependent upon Maya's assets. They are going to cheat us, deceive us. You can't hold it. Anything else? Any other discussion? Any points? Yes.
Maharaj just said that Krishna actually never leaves Vrindavan.
Yes.
So that when Arjuna is relating with Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, is that actually Vasudeva Krishna? And how do we understand the difference?
Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. That's correct. But wherever he goes, he takes the Dhamma with him. So it's never a question of out of Vrindavan. But Vrindavan realm, as a cruel soul, that is the jurisdiction of Krishna as Vrajendra Nanda. That is the form of the total love and affection. You know, that is the realm. Outside of that Vrindavan is Vasudev. Krishna has to go. So, Krishna uses himself, the word Vasudevam Sarvamiti, that's me. You know, son of Vasudev and Devaki is Vasudev. But I'm also all-pervading, therefore also I'm Vasudev. So there is a personal form. But that form is a Vaikuntha form. The Goloka realm has now descending into Vaikuntha level. So Dwarka is a Vaikuntha atmosphere. It's not Vrindavan atmosphere. So the activities there will be conducted only under awe and reverence. The friendship Arjuna is experiencing is somewhat different than when he visited Vrindavan. Arjuna came to Vrindavan, is it not? Where was the incident of Arjuna and Subhadra happened? Not in Dwarka. Where did it happen? And Krishna wanted Arjuna to get married with Subhadra. Anybody remembers? Is it in Dwarka?
Yeah.
Even though we see But according to Sanatana Goswami, New Vrindavan was created in Dwarka. Right? But during that time, we see Devaki understood Krishna to be in his childhood pastimes, which was supremely enjoyable in loving exchange. Then she understood as her son, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When she is requesting, after, you know, liberating Vasudev and Devaki from the Kamsa's prison, you know, Krishna brought them to Dwarka, right? And Devaki is asking, and my dear Lord, I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can do anything. So far, you have not fulfilled my desires, even though you have appeared as my son. He said, yes, because you asked me to perform childhood pastimes, and I have to do it away from you. I could not do in the jail. Because this is not a congenial, you know, atmosphere. This is like a Vaikuntha, of course, Jvayana, where Krishna would be there. And any demon will come, they can be, you know, smashed. Right? But Vaikuntha level is not the level of Krishna, Golok Vrindavan. When Krishna departs, he takes the dham with him. So, different dhammas were there. In Dwarka, it was Vaikuntha dham. It's also Krishna's dham. Right? But Vrindavan dham is his original dham. And therefore it is said, Vrindavanam parityajya padaikam nagacchati. He never steps outside of Vrindavan as Brajendra Nandan. He never steps outside. Only as Vasudeva. The first expansion, you know, is living Vrindavan and enters into the Dwarka atmosphere or Vaikuntha atmosphere. He still remains divine, but there will be different moods of exchanges.
We cannot really think of Krishna and his dham without his associates, without his devotees, right?
We should not think now. At least later, when you become mature, you know, then you might desire to have that kind of relationship. So you have to fall in the footsteps of those who are experts, right? But we cannot think now. We should not think now. It will happen upon the maturity of our devotional service.
Mataji, another question.
Yes.
Did I understand you to say that Krishna asked Arjuna to surrender to Vasudeva in the Bhagavad Gita? And if he did
it
so...
says him, indicates
him.
Yes.
Then why did he say that to Arjuna?
Why not? Because the... I'm sitting in your heart, and if I'm telling outside of your heart, then said, you surrender to me. Yeah, but you surrender to my words first. My vision first, my inspiration first, you know. You become instrument to carry out all this instruction. So that is the surrender, you know. Karishya vachanam tava means he's on the performer, I mean, or a doer level. I will do whatever you have instructed me. I'm ready. So in bodily conception is over, that is a liberation state, and in liberated state you want to execute pure devotional service, right? So fighting is the pure devotional service here. That he has to do. So naturally, Krishna, the relationship in fraternity with Arjun is at such a level that it is also pure love, but the mood cannot be compared to the fraternity of the gopas. You know, such intimate relationship with the cowherd boys and Arjun, the fraternity is different. How it is different?
Arjuna knows that Krishna's God.
Yes. He has to accept the fact of the absolute truth. While they do not know anything about Krishna, so their love is unhindered. Without knowledge. Knowledge is an obstruction. Knowledge is an obstruction in executing pure love of Godhead. So intensity of love is appreciated only in Vrindavan. They have to know He is God. Isn't it, Prabhupada said, worship of Radha Krishna is very, very intimate and intense. You can't take up like that.
I was thinking like yesterday you talked about the Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajan, you started with that. And then also like these six aspects, and you're saying that how like in the fourth aspect you said unless the first and the second two aspects are there, then the fourth aspect is actually kind of premature. So is there a correlation between the two? Like in the sense I was thinking like is Anukulasya Sankalpa similar to Bhajana Kriya and then Pratikulasya Varjanam similar to Anartha. Is there a correlation in that?
Well, there may be. But it is simultaneously working. Right? If we are told to do remove Anarthas from our life, so the path of devotional service will be without any impediments. Anarthas are impediment. So, pratikulas, varjanam. It's part of the process. But it becomes a very essential in the aspect of surrender. In beginning we carry on all the anarthas, thinking that yes, by chanting and associating with the devotees, automatically they will be removed. You know? So still there we are chanting in abhas, you know, shadow chanting. So pure love of God is not yet appreciated, because unless and until we come to the stage of ruchi, we can't appreciate that. Taste of love of Godhead unhindered by this anartha nivruttis and everything has been, you know, cleared out, then pure love can be tasted. There's a difference between sweetness and sweetness. We have been eating mango ice creams since yesterday, in the morning yesterday we ate at the Krishna Kumari Mataji, and she told me, Maharaj, better you eat ice cream in the evening, because they are the very, perfectionist of mango. So I really tasted. She put a little less sugar, and they put plenty of sugar. So intensity of sweetness was So it is like that, you know. Intensity has to be understood, but taken up more and more intense. Aren't you hungry?